hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the Sammy Show, and I thank you all for tuning in and listening. Today we will be talking about a building that is in my neighborhood that I grew up around, and it is called the Germantown White House. It's up on Germantown and Church Lane, if you guys want to visit it. The zip code is 19144. Now, this house has some wonderful facts, and it's about really, really old. And it has been around for over 238 years. Now, right, that's a long time. It's older than me, my aunt, and maybe even my little baby sister put together. But I mean, let's get to the point. The house was built in 1772 by David Dischler. And then, five years later, it was in the middle of a raging battle of Germantown. British General Sir William Owen occupied the house after the battle, and we all know that that battle was hard. But no one really seems to know what has happened after the battle. Now, in 1793, the yellow fever epidemic swept through the capital of Philadelphia, and people from all over the city caught this yellow fever. Now, I know most of you are all wondering, what is this yellow fever that had these people going crazy like this? Well, you know what? Today's your lucky day. I'm going to tell you because, woo, it's crazy. Yellow fever is a tropical disease that is spread to humans by infected mosquitoes. Many yellow fever infections are mild, but the disease can cause severe life-threatening illnesses. Yellow fever is found only in Africa and South America. Yellow fever is preventable by immunization. Travelers travel to countries with yellow fever should get a yellow fever shot before even entering the country. Now, with the population of approximately 5,500,000 people during this time, Philadelphia was the largest city in its capital and the biggest port. The summer of that year was usually dry and hot. The water levels of the streams and wells were dangerously reduced, providing an excellent breeding ground for insects. By July, the city's inhabitants were remarking on the extraordinary number of flies and mosquitoes that swarmed around the dock area. That same month, a trickle of refugees escaping from political turmoil and the Caribbean islands became a torrent of thousands as ship after ship unloaded its humans on land. With them, the Caribbean refugees brought the yellow fever with them. Philadelphia's mosquitoes provided the perfect vehicle for spreading the disease. By first latching onto an infected victim, then biting a healthy one. The first fatalities approached in July, and numbers grew rapidly. Unaware of this link between the mosquitoes and the disease, progress kept getting higher and higher and higher. Philadelphia's medical team was very, very dumbfounded. They didn't understand what was going on. They didn't know what this was or what came with these people. All they knew was it was killing their people faster and faster than they knew what was going on. George Washington and his family understood that the yellow fever was spreading rapidly, and they knew they had to get out and away soon before they were infected also with the yellow fever. So he took his family and he left, and he came to the home which that was offered to him, which we now know as the Germantown White House. When he got there, he did majority of his business there. Soon after that, during November 1793, Washington lived there permanently for a very, very long time. During his time in being there, he met with very important officials and different officers. And so, as time goes on, and it went on, the house became the Germantown White House, where mostly all the workers, and like we have the White House, the Germantown White House. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I know. Later on, the house was sold to Elston and John Pierrot. And in 1834, to Elston's son-in-law, Samuel B. Morris. Inside the house, there is portraits of earlier Samuel Morris signed by Washington himself. The Morris family lived in the house for over 100 years before donating the house to the National Park Service in 1948. The Germantown White House reopened in July of 2009 after a year and a half of closing for major repairs. The site is now offers you to visit it and see new features and exhibits that tell you the story of what has gone on in this house. This house is an actually kind of cool house if you visit it. The furniture there is lovely. The portraits there are lovely. The history behind this house is love. So I thank you, and I am so happy that you can join us today on the Sammy Show, and I hope you have. Bye.
Hit me with the horn 20.